Some Americans may want to leave, but U.S. businesses would like to bring American jobs back home. The country has lost about a third of its manufacturing jobs since 2001, many to foreign competition. To help stem this, President Obama has been touting the idea of regional manufacturing hubs. He mentioned the pilot program during this year's State of the Union.
Last year, we created our first Manufacturing Innovation Institute in Youngstown, Ohio. A once-shuttered warehouse is now a state-of-the-art lab where new workers are mastering the 3D printing that has the potential to revolutionize the way we make almost everything. There's no reason this can't happen in other towns.
The president wants to create 44 more manufacturing hubs over the next decade. The idea is based on a German model that partners government, academia, and industry to create regional centers of expertise. The World's Jason Margolis visited the pilot program in Youngstown, Ohio.
The city of Youngstown sits halfway between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, the heart of the Rust Belt. The small city has lost nearly two-thirds of its population since the 1960s.
Had a front row seat for that, yeah.
Michael Garvey was raised in the area and now runs a small engineering company, M7 Technologies.
I relate the Youngstown community to post-Katrina New Orleans. My brother was there right after Katrina. So, Michael, you wouldn't believe it. He said there are two types of people left here. Those that didn't have the means to get out of here, and those that didn't have the brains to get out of here.
Garvey stayed behind to save the family farm, as he calls it, a bronze foundry. He since morphed the business into a design and manufacturing firm. He's hoping to morph it further into a leader in 3D printing by taking advantage of Youngstown's new resources at the recently opened Manufacturing Institute, the one President Obama mentioned. It's a former downtown furniture warehouse. Inside, industrial engineer Daryl Wallace showed me some of the 3D printers.
This is actually a series of little print heads, very similar to like a inkjet printer, depositing little droplets of wax and building them up layer by layer to create the three-dimensional form.
Other printers can build things from nylon, polymers, or metal using lasers. Basically, a designer comes up with an idea on a computer, hits print, then a few days or even hours later, there you go. It's in your hands. Wallace shows off some of the things they've built, statues, pipes, and toys.
You can see the level of intricacy that we can achieve. For example, here is what we call a brain gear. This brain gear has, I guess, 12 gears sitting on a frame. You'll notice that they all move. What makes this interesting is that these moving parts were not assembled. They weren't produced separately and put together. They were actually made this way at the same time.
Traditional manufacturing adds separate parts together to build something. 3D printing creates all the parts together at once. If you can think it, you can build it. Here.
So the same benefit of being able to produce it and have it quickly keeps it local.
3D printing isn't well suited for large-scale manufacturing. It doesn't make economic sense to build 10,000 widgets one by one. So the new technology won't bring back too many manufacturing jobs. But architects and interior designers are really excited about it. They can print model buildings. The military is invested in it. Consider a Navy ship with a broken pipe or whatever. With a 3D printer on board, they can print out whatever part they need right at sea. But while the possibilities are essentially unlimited, engineers like Martin Abraham, a dean at nearby Youngstown State University, explains the catch.
The reality is all new technology and its impact in the marketplace is based on economics. You know, government funds the basic fundamental research. Industry funds stuff when they think it's close enough that they can make a profit. Nobody funds that stuff in the middle.
Abraham helped write the winning bid to fund the stuff in the middle, $30 million from the federal government to launch the pilot program in Youngstown. Local universities, companies, and governments chipped in another $40 million. If Youngstown succeeds, the president could get his wish and funding from Congress for more manufacturing hubs. So far, only a handful of jobs have been created in Youngstown. But it's early days, and Abraham says the emotional lift after hearing Youngstown mentioned in the State of the Union has already given this town a boost.
It was one of those woohoo types of responses. You know, I mean, it felt great. Youngstown, Ohio, there we are. Really doesn't get much better than that.
For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Youngstown, Ohio.